We're going to have some music now. Eleanor McAvoy just walked into my studio. I'm going to talk to you later, Eleanor, but take it away. You're going to sing the beautiful Oft in the Stilly Night.
Oft in the stilly night, her slumber's chains hath bound me. Fond memory brings the light of other days around me. The smiles, the tears of childhood years, the words of love then spoken, the eyes that shone, now dimmed and gone, the cheerful hearts now broken. Thus then, the stilly night, her slumber's chains hath bound me. Fond memory brings the light of other days around me. Oh, 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 oh. When I remember all the friends so linked together that I've seen around me fall like leaves in wintry weather. I feel like one who treads alone some banquet hall deserted, whose lights have fled, whose garland's dead, and all but she departed. Thus in the stilly night, her slumber's chains hath bound me. Fond memory brings the light of other days around me. Oh, the stilly night, her slumber's chains hath bound me. Fond memory brings the light of other days around me.
Ah, Ian Thuck, Eleanor, and accompanied there, of course, you were by Damon Butcher and keyboard, and that is Oft in the Stilly Night, which is, of course, from your new album, The Thomas Moore Project. You and I are going to be chatting later on. You're going to come back, go and have a cup of coffee or a cup of tea or one of those things, and we'll be chatting later on about all your new projects. Thanks, Eleanor. And now we're going to go straight over, actually, to our newsroom and to Karen Creed.
Thanks, Miriam, and good morning.
Tweet at Today SOR.
Well, welcome back, and Eleanor McAvoy has joined me again. Nice to see you again, Eleanor.
And you too, Miriam.
So you're as busy as ever. You sang at the beginning of the programme, Oft in the Stilly Night, which is obviously a track from your new album, The Thomas Moore Project. That's gone really well, hasn't it, that album?
Absolutely thrilled, yeah, really, because yeah. I was really nervous about it because, you know, it's, you know, a poet from the, like, 1980s. It's not the kind of thing I normally do, but I just felt that works needed to be brought into the 21st century, so I've done very modern versions of them.
Why do you like him so much and his work?
His melodies are incredible, which of course a lot of them were old Irish melodies anyway, but I think the sentiments, like, you know, the one I'm going to do for you in a minute, The Humble, The Banquet, it's kind of saying, even if you don't have much money, you know, come round to my house. I mightn't have the finest crystal or the best champagne, but you'll have a gorgeous night. The food will be served with love, and it's about the right things in life, you know. And I think we need to hear that in Ireland sometimes.
And you're as busy as ever, and I'm going to mention your gigs, but just before that, because you accosted, I could say, the second trumpet player of the Artie Concert Orchestra. Tell me about who you've got, along with Damon Butcher on keyboard.
Well, Eamon Nolan played fabulous flugelhorn on the Thomas Moore Project, and when I heard I was going to be in with you, and the concert orchestra were just rehearsing about 20 feet away, so we managed to finagle the maestro to take the break at a certain time, and I'm delighted to say that he's here to join us, so thanks very much for that, Eamon. And of course, Damon Butcher, a lot of you know from fantastic bands he's played with.
Well, I'll mention your gigs. You go get ready, and you're going to sing for us now. What are you singing for us, Eleanor?
Though Humble, The Banquet.
And you're accompanied, as we said, here on flugelhorn by Eamon Nolan, on keyboard by Damon Butcher. You've lots of gigs, one in Abbey Field in Limerick, 31st of August, September the 21st, you're at Muckra's Schoolhouse in Killarney, you're in Nene on the 20th of October, the National Concert Hall on the 27th of October, and then you're heading off on a German tour. The headlines today, the Russian Embassy in Washington has described fresh sanctions imposed on the country by the United States as draconian, and there's further panic in the Indonesian island of Lombok after it was hit by a strong aftershock this morning. That's all from us for today. Thanks so much for listening. Produced by Cora Ennis, researched Amy Ryan, BCO Geraldine Collins on sound, Brian in October. Take it away, Eleanor.
1, 2, 3, 4. The banquet to which I invite thee, they'll find there the best a poor bird can command. Eyes beaming with welcome shall strong round to light thee, and love serve the feast with her own willing hand. Fortune may seem to have turned from the dwelling of her thou regardest, her favoring ray, thou wilt find there a gift, all her treasures excelling, which proudly she feels hath ennobled her way. It's that freedom of mind with no vulgar dominion can turn from the path a pure conscience approves, which with hope in the heart and no chain on the pinion holds upwards its course to the light which it loves. Does this makes the pride of her humble retreat, and with this, though of all other treasures bereaved, the breeze of her garden to her is more sweet than the costliest incense that pomp e'er received. Though humble the banquet to which I invite thee, they'll find there the best a poor bird can command. Eyes beaming with welcome shall throng round to light thee, and love serve the feast with her own willing hand. And love serve the feast with her own willing hand. Oh, love serve the feast with her own.
Concluding today with Miriam O'Callaghan, the voice of Eleanor McAvoy, and Though Humble the Banquet, a song that actually features on our RTE Radio 1 recommends list, done live in Studio 7, right next door to where we are. And good afternoon, it's Ronan Collins with you on the radio until 1 o'clock on this Thursday afternoon. 51551 or email ronancollins@rte.ie. Stand by for the music, it's Radio 1 at a minute past midday as we pause for the Angelus.